on the Coyote Sports Network. From Learfield, this is the YokeCast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics, taking you inside the stories of Coyote athletes, coaches, administrators, and more. Now, here's your host, John Thayer.
Hey, what's up? How are you? Welcome back to another episode of the YokeCast podcast. Great to have you here as we gear up for the month of February. We're closing in now, just a month away from the Summit League Basketball Tournament. That means everything is off and rolling for Coyote Athletics. If not, it's very, very close. It's busy, busy time coming up for South Dakota. So lots of things going on, lots of things for you to keep track of. We'll continue to keep you updated here on the YokeCast podcast as well. This week, I had a chance to catch up with Jordan Crawford, a basketball player for the Coyotes. He came to USD from Eastern Kentucky after spending a lot of his life on the east part of the country. He is now in the Midwest for the first time ever and trying to adapt to the cold weather of South Dakota. Also had a chance to catch up with members of the Spirit team, their coordinator Hope Muehrling, and also Kaylee Cotton, who has been a part of the Coyote cheer team for the last few years, and talk about their trip to the state of Florida and Nationals, where they finished in second place with their game day routine. So we get a chance to chat about all of that here coming up in the podcast today. It's a big week of home basketball for South Dakota. Hopefully you get a chance to check out Coyote basketball here this week. And also, the Coyote swim team is at home on the weekend as well. Let's get it started this week with Kaylee Cotton and Hope Muehrling. Hope is the coordinator of Spirit Teams at South Dakota. Kaylee, of course, has been a member of the Spirit Teams the last few years at South Dakota.
Hope, Kaylee, great to chat with you guys. Congrats on the trip to Florida, first of all. And you just look at it, and what was the experience like? Kaylee, I'll start with you, going down there and competing and, second place finish.
Yeah, it was honestly so surreal just watching the program these last 4 years. We changed divisions in between my sophomore and junior year, and just watching how we were able to come together, cheer and dance, all real co-ed, just compete. We went through quite a few trials and tribulations this year, but we just wanted to go out there, have fun, feel good with what we put on the mat, and feel like we accomplished that, and we came home happy.
Hope, how about the experience for you? You've been a part of the Spirit Teams for a while at South Dakota, and now you go down there as the coordinator. You get a watch. You can't be a part of it as far as in the routine, but what was that experience like?
Right. It was definitely different being on the coaching side of things this year. It's almost more nerve-wracking just kind of watching them do their thing out there and hope it all goes to plan. But it was definitely a lot more rewarding, I would say, on this side.
What made you want to shift into kind of the coaching role? I mean, especially right out of your time as on the teams.
Yeah, it was definitely kind of a huge jump. So I majored in sports management here at USD, and a lot of the things kind of tied in on the Spirit coordinator side. So the game planning, fan engagement, marketing, branding, especially with cheer's move to athletics this year rather than student services. So that part initially really excited me, and then I just kind of felt a bond with USD Spirit program as a whole, and I knew that I wasn't ready to leave quite yet, so I definitely was excited to jump into the coordinating role.
Kaylee, you guys got to showcase the routine to our fans at a basketball game before you went to Florida. You see something like that structured, and then there's game day. How different are the two?
Oh, they're quite different. I feel like we get to showcase a little bit more what we work on at practices. Sometimes the games are more just the fun, showy skills, and it's nice to get to show what we work every single day for, what we lift for, and just get together, and it's fun, but it's definitely different. It's a little more nerve-wracking, but it's nice to get out there in front of a crowd.
I think one thing that gets lost sometimes when it comes to the Spirit Teams is the athletic ability and the work that goes on behind the scenes. We're not just showing up, putting on the outfit, and cheering, right?
Yes.
How much work for you goes into this as far as, you know, you talked about lifting, and obviously cardio is important at times and some of that other stuff. How much work goes on that people don't see?
Yeah, so it's year-round, which a lot of people don't understand. We practice 2 to 3 times a week. We do 2 a days for a whole month leading into Nationals, practicing around 6 hours a day. We lift twice a week. We're lifting in the spring this semester for the first time, so that's exciting. But it is year-round. We do summer workouts. We do workouts over break, and yeah, put in a lot of work.
A lot of work goes into it. I hope you've been a part of that in different ways. How do you try to motivate this group to keep going forward so they can go to nationals and have success?
Yeah, I think I definitely have kind of a unique perspective that most coaches don't have. I know exactly all the work that they put in. I've been here for the last 4 years. So it's been really amazing to just kind of see it from the other side, schedule things, try to feel out what the team's mindset is like, and just kind of go from there to keep them motivated throughout the season.
Was it kind of different this year? I mean, if you stick around in this long enough, you'll be the coach, you'll be the authoritative figure. You're coming off of just competing with some of these some of these athletes. Was that kind of different now, kind of being their leader versus just being side by side?
Yeah, it was definitely different. These athletes have done a really great job of kind of separating the two between we used to be teammates and now I'm kind of leading the team. So they do a really great job of just kind of respecting me in that role. I think also it's really awesome. I kind of know side by side how they tick and the things that kind of make them unique as athletes. So that's been really helpful from the coaching perspective.
When you're thinking about nationals and Florida, how do you choose what category you're going to compete in and what fits maybe this team the best? I mean, you can't go down there and compete in all of them, right? You want to perfect something. How do you make that decision?
Yeah, so for University of South Dakota, it's definitely a game day program. So even our game day atmospheres here in the Dome or the arena are like no other. So definitely kind of honing in on those game day qualities. I think something that's really unique about our USD cheer team is our relationship with our dance team. As a coordinator, I'm able to oversee both teams. Most programs aren't as tight as we are, so definitely doing anything combined out there on the mat just brings up our level to that next level. And I think Spirit Program has been really great for USD.
Kaylee, your family obviously has ties to USD. Your
yes.
brother played football here for a while, and you were cheering at the same
yes.
time. How special was that? I mean, I know your family enjoyed it. Your parents, they got to come see you both there for a while, but how special was that?
Oh, it definitely. So for starters, he was not happy when I committed here. My brother, we're twins, so we have done everything together our whole lives. But I know my mom was definitely happy. She only had to go to one game a week, and we were always on the same field. But it made us closer, made our family closer. We just had something to bond over. I got to travel either with the cheer team or with my family to watch him if maybe the cheer team wasn't going. And it was just really special. It was a great moment. Sad that he's gone, but it was a great memory for sure.
I think some people are like, wait, they're twins? Because he's this big offensive lineman. And you're not an offensive lineman.
No, I know. I definitely get that a lot. People think he's a bit older. Maybe sometimes I've gotten that I'm a bit older. But, yeah, it's definitely fun. It's a unique bond having a twin.
When you're in a competition like this down in Florida, and obviously, you know, we talked about the game day routine, and you guys practice on this all of the time, you can't assist somebody else all the time. You got to focus on yourself and what you're doing.
Yeah.
How do you try to just make sure you're locked in on your individual performance that works as a team concept?
Yeah. So I've always just told everyone on the team to trust yourself, trust your training and your muscle memory. I've been blessed to cheer for 15 years. So I feel like I go out there, my body just kind of takes over, and you just have to trust the process, trust your coaches and your teammates to do their jobs. So then I can do my own and just focus on myself.
Hope, what excites you about being in a coaching coordinator type of role and somebody who, you know, has lived this life in this position, but now you go into this coaching role and can kind of help coordinate some of this stuff?
It's been really awesome. I know exactly like the type of athletes that are drawn to this program, the type of families that are drawn to this program, because I was right there. So it's been extra special getting to see, especially now I've had some freshmen and they're nearing the end of their freshman season, and just the growth that the team has had has been the most fulfilling part. That is what makes me so excited to come to work every day, come to practices, come to games, and just see how much they believe in themselves and each other and how much that's made our team grow.
How does USD put its spirit teams together? Is it all a tryout basis? Are you out on the recruiting trail like some of our sports teams and coaches? How does that work?
For cheer and dance, we do more of a traditional tryout process, but kind of getting people interested in even applying for tryouts. So I'm blessed to kind of be involved in the cheer world throughout the summer. I work for Universal Cheerleaders Association, so I run most of the high school camps in Nebraska and kind of all throughout the U.S. So just kind of getting to meet different athletes, building a bond with them throughout the summer really helps to attract them to our tryout process and to our clinics leading up into our tryouts.
It's a long process, and
yeah.
I know there's a lot of people who go through it in high school, and some of them, they really want to do this in college. What kind of opportunities? Scholarship? Do we have scholarship opportunities, grants, things like that to help some of these athletes be here to cheer on our teams?
So we definitely don't get a lot of those opportunities. Being a spirit program, we have a few book scholarships that help out with books throughout the season. Also, a few of our members have housing scholarships, so they were able to obtain those through form. But other than that, there's not a lot of help for our athletes. They are self-funded for a trip to Florida, which is a lot of money. That's kind of a pressure on them throughout the season. So it definitely shows how much work they're willing to put in to be able to showcase their sport.
How can people help if they're interested? You know, obviously there's some fundraising things that maybe pop up here and there, but if somebody were to hear this or see our teams and be like, I really want to help them, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, so in February coming up, we are doing Unite for USD, which is a really great way to kind of see the things that we definitely need help with, especially next year switching to Nike, and it's going to be a little difficult for us to kind of switch all of our gear over there. So you can really kind of allocate funds if you're wanting to help spirit teams out for specific things during Unite for USD, and then just keeping an eye out for any of those fundraisers that our athletes are posting throughout the year.
Well, I think if all of our teams just chip in a little bit, it'll help out that switch over to Nike, and maybe we can make that happen.
Yeah.
Kaylee, you look at your time at USD and the progress that you've made. What have you tried to focus on to continue to compete at a high level and cheer at a high level and be a part of this thing the way that you've enjoyed it?
I feel like just really keeping myself accountable. It's kind of hard in the summer sometimes in the off season, but I also work with Hope through UCA, so I'm staying active in the summer, getting to cheer, but really just staying on top of it, keeping myself accountable, going to lifts, making sure I'm not skipping those, putting 100% every practice, but honestly just having fun. I love having a leadership role of some sort on the team, and I feel like that's always kind of been my version of pushing myself at practices and being the good role model for all the underclassmen.
So if you like the leadership role, do you see a future in a coordinator coaching type of job in this?
I have always been interested in coaching in the future. I think my whole family has always known my whole life has been cheer. I'm very cheer-centered. So I've definitely loved to carry on in some sort of way throughout my life, but we'll see.
What's your major? And obviously maybe coaching in some spirit teams, but outside of that, what do you hope to do in the future?
I'm majoring in exercise science on a pre-physical therapy route. So I plan on taking a gap year, maybe traveling, getting some more experience in, and then I'll apply to PT school, hopefully at USD.
But, there you go. Well, you're either going to help athletes recover or coach them as a spirit team,
exactly.
Maybe both.
Yes.
We'll see.
Yes.
Hope, you're obviously the coordinator of the spirit teams right now and in your first year. What are your other responsibilities? What's kind of your world?
Yeah, so spirit coordinating, I'm mostly responsible for kind of the behind the scenes budget details of cheerleading, dance, also our mascot Charlie. So I work to coordinate schedules between the teams, our mascot, making sure that just that game day experience also is slowly smoothing, just kind of making sure that the spirit teams are there for USD and also keeping them happy.
You guys do a lot of work, Kaylee, in games, and I know people obviously see you and you're on the baseline in basketball and
yes.
sidelines in football. Sometimes the action comes your way. How tense does it get when you're trying to get out of the way and survive a potential collision?
Yeah, so we've definitely had a few incidents in the past, but we just really have to stay locked in on the play, make sure you're paying attention. We've been really good about if the football is coming our way that we're backed up, making sure the refs have their room, but just we really just have to stay attentive, because when you're not, they do definitely come our way. But
yeah, as soon as you look away, that's when it's yes. all gonna happen, no yes. doubt. What would be your message to someone who's thought about maybe doing this at the next level and living your life and being a part of it? What would be your message to them on, you know, exploring those mm-hmm. opportunities?
I would say you just really have to go for it. Go to all the clinics. There's so many different cheer and dance teams at so many different levels. I know I hear a lot at our summer job of high school seniors that just don't think they have the ability, but there's a team for everyone. There's always an opportunity in a college that matches everyone. So just going for it. I've met some of my best friends on this program and some lifelong memories. So you just have to dive right in.
Hope, we talked about the success down in Florida. Did you allow them some opportunities to enjoy Florida a little bit, or was it all a business trip?
Yeah, so my rule this year, especially since it does take a lot to prepare for Florida, we arrived there about a Wednesday night. Thursday they had a practice, and Friday they competed. So up until their competition day, I did not allow them to go to Disney World, but they were all pretty bought into the idea of this is a business trip. Let's get in here, do what we have to do, and be here for each other. But we didn't leave until about that holiday on Monday. So they had Saturday, Sunday to really kind of enjoy their second place finish and have fun with each other.
Well, it's a great effort down in Florida. I know a lot of people excited, and not only see your routine here, but then see your team recognized as well at a different game. Thanks for the time. Really appreciate it. Continued success.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Kaylee Cotton, a member of the Coyote Cheer Team, and Hope Yuling, the coordinator of Spirit Teams at South Dakota. You can catch the Spirit Teams in attendance of just about every home game when it comes to a lot of sports in Coyote Athletics, so make sure you support them in any way that you can. I also had a chance to catch up with Jordan Crawford, men's basketball player for South Dakota, transferred to USD from Eastern Kentucky after a couple of seasons at College of Charleston. We talked about his season with South Dakota.
Jordan, as we get through the basically halfway point of the Summit League season, and you look back at this season so far, I mean, what a ride with this group. A lot of injuries, guys stepping up. How would you describe the journey that this season has been?
It's been a fun ride, a cool journey. A lot of the injuries, you know, it's unfortunate we didn't want to see that happen, but I like how our team is just fighting through adversity right now. I feel like we're coming together, and that's helping us with these wins.
Obviously, your first year at South Dakota, but you've got plenty of college basketball experience, so kind of a leader in that sense. How does this team just continue to put it together mentally, watching guys go down, hoping guys come back, but guys really stepping up? How's this group come together?
Yeah, just like I said, just adversity. I just feel like everybody on the team wants to win. So with people going down, everybody knows that certain people are going to have to step up. Well, everybody's going to have to step up, and I feel like that's what we're doing.
Well, you've been one of the guys that has certainly stepped up, scoring the basketball, playing a lot of minutes the last few games. You've been, a couple of games ago, you're shooting lights out from the three-point line, and then all of a sudden you're driving inside and scoring all the points, getting done every single way. What has allowed your production to continue to grow?
Just my teammates just finding me, getting me some open shots. Just I feel like we're all playing together, so that's really it.
How early in a game do you think you're maybe in a rhythm and you got a chance to where you could shoot it from about anywhere?
Really, after I see one shot go in, my confidence just goes through the roof. I feel like every shot after that is going in.
You look at your basketball career and a couple of stops before you came to South Dakota. You're from the East. You went to two college stops in the East. Now you're in South Dakota. I can't imagine that was on your bingo card at one point in life. How did this kind of happen, where you ended up here in South Dakota?
Really just Petey gave me the call, and just talking about it. And then I took the visit here, and when I came here, it just checked off all my boxes. The facilities was great, the people were great, and then I just felt like this was my home.
When you got that call, what was your first mind, your thoughts through your mind when you're like, South Dakota? Like, I can't imagine you thought about playing basketball here.
Yeah, I never would have thought I would have been all the way out here in South Dakota, but it's been great. I like it out here.
How have you adapted to the winter?
I'm still adapting right now. This has been pretty cold. It just gets cold way quicker than what I expected, but I'm prepared.
I know a lot of our guys, when we went up to Grand Forks, that's about the coldest a lot of these guys have ever been in their life. What was your reaction when you stepped off that plane trying to get to the bus?
I could barely walk. The wind almost took me out. But, yeah, it was cool, though. I haven't seen that much snow ever. So, like, it's pretty cool to see that.
You make this transition. What allows you to get comfortable? I mean, being far from home and the furthest you've ever been, really, from home for extended period of time. What has allowed you to get comfortable playing here and just being around this team?
Just the team, like the coaches, they all talk to me. The team talks to me. It's just all the people here make me feel very comfortable. So they're just like family.
Coach Peterson has talked a lot about, you know, with the injuries, obviously you don't want guys out, but it's also affected practice. How do you guys try to get prepared every single game with limited bodies to practice with?
And now, like you said, limited bodies, so we got to be really locked in, and we really got to know what we're doing on the offensive end and the defensive end.
How much film watching goes into this for you, and are you trying to understand tendencies of other teams?
It's a lot of film, watching back practices, watching back games, getting film with the coaches. It's a lot of film.
How much of it do you like watching the opponent and understanding what they're doing versus watching yourself and understanding what you're doing and what you can do better?
I like to watch the opponents, see like what their tendencies are, and then I also like to watch like what I've done wrong and where I can learn. So that's about it.
When you look at your career, what have you had to keep working on to get better and better at to make an impact the way you have here?
It's always been consistency with me. I feel like I haven't been that consistent. Even this year, it's been a couple ups and downs, but I feel like consistency has been something that I've been trying to work on.
Where's the confidence level right now with this group? Obviously, early in the conference season, going through some tough things, added a couple of players, and win or lose, I mean, you guys have had opportunities in every game. Despite who's playing on the floor, where's the confidence level with this team right now?
I feel like our confidence is pretty high, just because everybody does count us out, and we want to go out there and show everybody that we can win. And just showing that, like, we're losing guys, but we haven't lost that fight or that confidence. So,
what was the transition like adding two guys at the calendar year? And, you know, you're already halfway through the season, and now you got two new teammates.
Yeah, it was real new. I feel like not a lot of people really kind of understands it. But they've been great. The two people we've added, Trent and Silas, I like them a lot. They're great teammates and fun to play with.
What is in store for your future? Are you trying to play more basketball once you're done here, or what's kind of the goal of the future?
Yeah, definitely. I want to play basketball professionally after I'm done with college, so that's the goal.
All right, Jordan, appreciate it very much. Keep grinding this year. Good luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, appreciate it.
That is Jordan Crawford. He, of course, is a guard for the Coyote men's basketball team. He's been playing really well of late and has been one of the guys who've stepped up with a lot of injuries that have piled on the Coyote men's basketball team. Check out Jordan and the Coyote men in action this week. Couple of games here in the Sanford Coyote Sports Center. Speaking of that, it's time now to take a look at what is going on in Coyote athletics. I mentioned it was busy. It'll continue to get busier and busier and busier as we welcome in the spring sports into competition here in the next couple of weeks as well. So it's all getting really busy. Thursday night, the men's basketball team will host Oral Roberts, 7 o'clock tip time in the Sanford Coyote Sports Center. Friday, swimming and diving is in action in the Coyote Invite, hosted at the USD Natatorium. attached to the Wellness Center. Also on Friday, the track and field team will compete down in Columbia, Missouri. Track and field continues on Saturday, as does the swimming invite, the Coyote invite for the swim team at USD. That'll be all day on Saturday, so check that out here throughout the day as well. Saturday, women's basketball will take on South Dakota State, tip-off at 1 o'clock in the Sanford Coyote Sports Center. Men's hoops will meet North Dakota State at 5 o'clock on Saturday evening. Also on Saturday, the tennis team is set to take on Bradley University in Springfield, Missouri on Saturday evening, and then the tennis team will play against Missouri State Sunday morning, 10 a.m., down in Springfield, Missouri. Looking ahead to next week, men's basketball returns to action on Wednesday down in Kansas City as they take on the Roos for the second time. Women's basketball next Thursday will be in Denver. That's a look at what's going on in Coyote Athletics. To keep up to date with schedule information, news stories, and more, go to goyotes.com. That's it for me this week. I'm John Thayer. Have yourself a tremendous weekend. As always, stay safe and go Yotes.
Thanks for listening to YoteCast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Coyote Sports Network.